Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being. I always get a smile when I hear Joe Cocker sing. He's such a great entertainer. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. He's lived his whole life in that world. But more recently, he's been studying the things that drive entrepreneurs. What is it that drives an entrepreneur to do what he or she does? And he's chronicled all the work he's done on this and the things he's learned in a new book called The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. And thanks again, Bill, for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book. Mm-hmm. And folks, the thing that Bill told us about in the previous segment was a great story of survival, of tenacity, of being unstoppable, being all in, whether you're upright and doing great or you're wounded and recovering. When I think of small businesses, when I think of entrepreneurs, Bill, being one myself and having gone through pretty much everything any entrepreneur could ever go through, all the good, the bad, and the ugly over the last 25 years, when I think about all that, you know, I talk about small business owners being all in all the time. And we talk about the power of that love has, the impact that love has on being an entrepreneur. I mean, if you don't love your dream, if you don't love what you do, that's not to say being naive and you know, silly about it. It means if you don't love it, if you don't believe in it, you won't come back a lot of days. There are a lot of days you'll leave work, and you won't come back if you don't have something inside you that drives you.
Right on. There's no question that, you know, again, we were talking with, we met lots of special forces people when we were doing the book, and one of my most famous quotes was from one of them. We were talking to a lot of them, and I was saying, you know, gee, people are going to think we're writing a book about war, you know, or, mm-hmm. or battles. And this one particular person who was a commander, actually from the Israel Special Forces, said, Bill, we're not trying to make them into fighters. We're trying to make them into believers.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most profound things I've ever heard. And I think that when we started realizing that in companies, the fear cultures, the cultures that produce fear in their employees, where they're always focusing on weakness, they're focusing on not making a mistake, one false move and you're fired, looking for excuses to harangue somebody, where every employee is walking around one hand tied behind his back, which mm-hmm. is the hand he's gonna protect himself with. Those employees can't go all in,
That's exactly right.
Because they're operating in
fear.
Well,
what you're saying is the workplace, especially corporate America,
right,
is being denuded of courage.
Well, it is
belief and courage is I've seen it so many times over the last 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. Way too many corporate environments. The belief is gone, as you say.
Yep.
The spirit is gone. The values of the corporation are not extending out to the last mile of the employees,
mm-hmm.
and the courage,
mm-hmm.
the courage that's required to seek excellence, not just to do the job, but any company that's going to survive and thrive, I don't care whether mm-hmm. they're publicly traded or small businesses, if they're not seeking excellence, they're not going to make it.
Well, that's right, and here's the other thing. They all know that they have to be innovative. Every company
yep.
talks about, we're the innovative company, we've got innovative practices, and they talk about, it's always lip service.
It's a nice tagline.
That's right. Nobody takes a risk. Nobody takes a risk
right.
when they think that if they take one, and if it doesn't work, they're going to be, they're going to lose their job.
That's exactly
right. Or they're going to, they're right, they're going to be recommended to lose their job. They take a risk when they think that I'm taking a risk for the mission, I'm taking a risk for my people, I'm taking a risk for the values that they tell me this core. And if I fail, if I stumble, the people, the rest of my team knows that that's how we, that's what makes us a winning team. That's what makes us a winning team is we're willing to go out there and risk when we need to.
One of the interesting things about this environment we're talking about, Bill,
mm-hmm.
is that there was a time when you could work for a big company mm-hmm. and be a little bit entrepreneurial,
mm-hmm.
and you could get the if you had those juices, mm-hmm. you could exercise those juices in a corporate environment. The good news in a way is that you, since you can't do that anymore, if you really have entrepreneurial sap rising mm-hmm. in your bark, you got to go do it on your own.
Well, yeah, you do, and then so these big companies, the only way to be innovative is to foster what makes people entrepreneurial, and what one thing Graham Weston, you mentioned Graham Weston, who's founded Rackspace from nothing, and Rackspace is now a multi-billion-dollar company. I mean, that company was kind of built on love. They're famous for the way they treat their employees, the way they all feel like they're Rackers, part of a team. Graham says, what every employee wants is to be a valued member of a winning team on an inspiring mission. And that simple thing, a valued member on a winning team with an inspiring mission. And a winning team doesn't mean you win all the time. A winning, you know, you look at one of those, some team that starts out 2, you know, they may go 2-10 in the season, but they're still a winning team because they know they're improving, they know they've got, and they love their teammates.
Well,
that's the key.
When you're an entrepreneur in the marketplace, in a small business,
mm-hmm.
until you have a winning team, you have to believe that you're
going to
create that. And you have to have the courage to go against all odds to defend that belief. Tintail, right back with Bill Schley. The book is called The Unstoppable.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.